Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Sonia, for inviting me to do this online or video recorded class. I'm going to talk about a project that is still a work in progress and that we are developing here in Madeira. It's a storytelling project that is exploring this new trend of transmedia storytelling. It started last year as part of a bigger initiative, a EU project of the Culture and Media funding scheme with Time's Up and FOAM, two artists and design collectives based in Linz and Brussels. Basically, there is much buzz now about transmedia storytelling, which is, in a nutshell, a story that is told across different kinds of media. There can be different kinds, again, of transmedia storytelling. One that describes the same story or the same sort of goal through games, stories, TV series, like it could be Walking Dead, there's a game and there is a TV series, it's a transmedia effort, or a story that progresses through different medias, like could have been a while ago, The Truth About Marika, for example, from 32 Entertainment, where part of the story was progressed through a TV show where a person was announced to be missing, and then clues about the missing person were broadcasted through the internet, and then there were gatherings and sort of live events. So it was a crossing of different media to go through a plot that was progressing in time. This is obviously, and which was supposed to be a holistic experience. There are other kinds of media, mediated ways to tell stories that overlap with transmedia, alternate reality games, for example, or events or location-aware media. It's hard to draw the line and exactly define what is one or what is the other. But I can give you some examples of what we are looking at and why we chose this way to tell our story. Transmedia can be and is seen nowadays as a very effective marketing tools. Many cities are using transmedia storytelling, or starting to market themselves as destination to the tourists. We have a very successful case here in Portugal. It's called Travel Plot Porto. It's a student, PhD student, who developed this transmedia story as part of her PhD. And it does encourage its audience to find a treasure in Porto by playing, exploring, engaging in different live experiences, like going to the restaurants, etc., interacting through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All of this following a specific character that is looking for the treasure. Other examples of transmedia storytelling that publicize certain location could be the Roswell experience, where the story basically engages the audience through dealing with an alien spacecraft who landed in Roswell. And by going through this experience, the people get to know the place itself, Roswell. Bear 71 is another interesting wildlife transmedia story in Canada, where you could follow live a bear through the national park with certain interactive points and get to know what is the bear perception of the wildlife where he is, and also when he's getting nearer to civilization. Anyway, you could check these examples, they're well documented, And somehow Travel Plot Porto inspired us to use transmedia storytelling as a marketing tool, the Roosevelt experience, to link our transmedia to the location, so to help user and tourists to appreciate the locality, and the wildlife transmedia it did inspire us to use the nature and the wealth of biodiversity of Madeira as our goal or our theme for the story. As you might not know, Madeira is a small island on the coast of Africa. It's part of Portugal, but mostly it's famous because of its climate and its very interesting condition as part of the Macaronesian archipelago, where the climate and the geographical condition allow the survival of a very old type of forest, the laurisilva forest. The laurisilva forest has very particular biodiversity, very high biodiversity, and also some plants that are not found in other kinds of forests, like the laurel, which gives the name of laurisilva. As you can see here on the purple is Madeira Island, in between the Azores, which is also Portugal, and the Canary Island, which is a Spanish archipelago. Further south, we can see Cap Verde. According to different scientists, Macaronesia encompass Cap Verde, or others, they say that it's too far south. The conditions are different. But the laurisilva is found across Azores, Madeira, and Canary Island, that's for sure. These are some visuals that can give you an idea of how the laurisilva looked like. Two-thirds of the Madeira Island are a nature park, but the laurisilva is not as extended as that. Anyway, it is the biggest piece of laurisilva, of existing laurisilva. Below you can see the shape of the laurisilva trees, especially the laurel, which has this very healing properties. The fruits of the laurel can have a very healing property if made into oil or butter and various remedies. The laurisilva has been made a UNESCO World Heritage, and this is also what prompted us to use it as our background or background character for our story. So coming back to what we are trying to do. We are designing what we would call transmedia story by inventing a fictional character and a plot that I will be describing you in a moment, distributing this plot on the territory of Madeira, so the audience will have to find the reason, which we will give them an introduction, and then visit different parts of the island in order to put different pieces of the story together. At the same time, we will make use of virtual reality and mobile virtual reality to portray certain scenes, and text messaging and social media for getting to know the character and talking with, in particular, with one of them.